Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, 2. Week 4. Our spiritual food, our spiritual rock, and the contents of the Lord's table. Tuesday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Exodus 16, verses 16 and 32. Verse 16. This is what Jehovah has commanded, gather of it, each one according to his eating. You shall take an omer a head, according to the number of your persons, each one for those who are in his tent. Verse 32. And Moses said, this is what Jehovah has commanded. Let an omer full of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out from the land of Egypt. Numbers 11, verses 5 to 6. We remember the fish which we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our appetite has gone. There is nothing at all but this manna to look at. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. I give thanks to him who empowers me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that he has counted me faithful, appointing me to the ministry. Related reading. The heavenly manna is to be the unique food for God's people. The children of Israel could even say, there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. In Christianity today, there are hundreds of sources. There are also hundreds of so-called ministries. However, in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, there is just one ministry. The 12 apostles all shared in the same ministry. Speaking of Judas, Peter said that he was numbered among us and was allotted his portion of this ministry. This proves that the 12 apostles were all in this ministry. This indicates that there is one unique ministry in the New Testament. In the Lord's recovery, we cannot accept any ministry that is not part of the ministry. To accept other kinds of ministry would be to take in some food that is different from the heavenly manna. We thank the Lord that from the very beginning, he showed us what is the ministry of Christ, the ministry of life. We have one tree of life, one manna. I have given thousands of messages, but all these messages have conveyed one food, one diet, Christ as the unique food for God's people. In Exodus 16 and Numbers 11, we are given a brief description of manna. The quails came in the evening, but the manna was sent in the morning. The fact that manna came in the morning indicates that it gives us a new beginning. Because the earth revolves on its axis daily, every day we have a new beginning, a new turn. If God sent the manna yearly, we could not survive. Thank the Lord that he sends the manna daily. Every morning we can have a new beginning. In our spiritual experience, we need these daily turns, these daily new beginnings. As I go to bed at night, I may say, Lord, after resting tonight, I expect to have a new beginning with you in the morning. Praise the Lord for every new day, for every new beginning. Manna always brings us such a new start. Another characteristic of manna is its fineness. By nature, we are coarse and unbalanced. Even in virtues such as kindness or humility, we may be rough and unbalanced. However, when we take the Lord Jesus as our food, enjoying his word as our life supply, we are balanced. Exodus 16 verse 31 indicates that manna was white. It was clean and pure, without any kind of mixture. No earthly food is like this. Only Christ and his word are pure. The more we feast on Christ and eat his word, the more we are purified and saved from every kind of mixture. Most people are complicated. How can these complicated people be simplified? The only way to be simplified is to eat the Lord Jesus. The more we eat him and receive his word, the more we are simplified. In this way, we become single and pure. As we partake of Christ as our manna, we are not only purified and simplified, but we also become white. To be white means to be without stain. As we feed on Christ, the stains within us are eliminated. Actually, none of our human virtues is white. But the more we take in Christ as our life supply, the more our natural color is eliminated and the whiter we become. The manna was also like frost. Both dew and frost are refreshing. But although dew refreshes, it does not kill germs. Frost, however, does kill germs. As manna, not only does Christ refresh us, he also kills the negative things within us. Whenever we experience Christ as the life supply, we are watered and refreshed, and the negative things within us, such as our negative attitudes, are put to death.